There's many, many projects going on at the moment, and Wi-Fi 7, you will see in 2024, is going to be a very big thing in the market, where many service providers deploying new gateways, new extenders, and the Wi-Fi devices will come out. So I think it was a very important step to enable the industry to go into Wi-Fi 7 technology.
This is Martha DeGrasse here again for Wi-Fi Alliance, and this is The Signal, our podcast where we bring you the inside track on Wi-Fi. These are smart conversations with industry leaders, and this week we are at CES in Las Vegas to introduce our new series, CEO Insights. You're going to hear from Wi-Fi industry leaders as we explore their unique perspectives on the Wi-Fi ecosystem, from innovations to spectrum advocacy to market trends. I'm joined by Wi-Fi Alliance President and CEO, Kevin Robinson. Kevin, it's great to have you here on CEO Insights.
It's great to be here, Martha.
And we're also excited to welcome Metin Taskin. He is co-CEO and founder of AirTies. Welcome back to the show, Metin.
Thank you very much, Martha. Good to be here.
Great, thanks. And just to echo what Martha said, thanks for being here, Metin. Maybe the one thing just to start off with is, if you could remind some of our listeners, what is AirTies, its role in the Wi-Fi marketplace?
Yes, thank you, Kevin. AirTies is a smart Wi-Fi software vendor, and we work with internet service providers all over the world. We are providing software that piece of software resides on the Wi-Fi gateways and the extenders that service providers are deploying in their residential users. And we also have a software piece that runs on the cloud, basically optimizes the Wi-Fi quality of experience for the home users. Also, it's providing insights for the service provider to support to their customers better and be able to understand how their customers are using the Wi-Fi that they're providing.
Great. And that whole idea around managing the experience is a trend I think we're very much seeing in the Wi-Fi industry. I know AirTies has really been a leader in that space. So another recent development we had is, of course, this week in CES, we announced the launch of Wi-Fi Certified 7, which is the latest generation of Wi-Fi. I'd love to get your perspective on Wi-Fi 7 and how that might impact or relate to things that AirTies is doing.
Yes, definitely. We're very excited about this news that Wi-Fi 7 certification is now available. And as you may know, we have been working on Wi-Fi 7 products ourselves with our service provider customers. We have been integrating our software into Wi-Fi 7 gateways that are in development. So the certification was a very important step to be able to introduce those products in 2024. So there's many, many projects going on at the moment, and Wi-Fi 7, you will see in 2024, is going to be a very big thing in the market, where many service providers deploying new gateways, new extenders, and the Wi-Fi devices will come out. So I think it was a very important step to enable the industry to go into Wi-Fi 7 technology.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think you, frankly, AirTies, has some really good perspective on the needs of service providers. That's obviously your core business. So could you maybe walk us through some of the implications of Wi-Fi 7? What is it really going to bring for those service providers? What is it going to allow them to do better with respect to their own customers?
Yes. And as you mentioned, quality of experience is what we breed for, what we develop as AirTies, as a whole company. So Wi-Fi 7 is actually a very important step in providing better quality of experience. As you know, the applications are getting more and more demanding from the Wi-Fi network. And with Wi-Fi 7, we're getting very important step. Wi-Fi 7 is the first standard that supports 2.4, 5 gigahertz and 6 gigahertz, much wider spectrum, much wider bandwidth, 320 megahertz support. So, and with the features like multi-link operation, bringing much more reliability and robustness on the Wi-Fi service. So those features are very important for service providers. Because, as you know, there's VR, AR type of applications, which are putting a lot of demand on the Wi-Fi network. And that demand is not easy to satisfy with the existing technologies. And Wi-Fi 7 basically brings us that step needed in order to be able to satisfy the quality of experience needed for the consumers. So service providers, of course, they are all competing in the market to provide better quality of experience, better capacity, and better service levels. And Wi-Fi 7 is really the natural step to go forward and enable the networks with Wi-Fi 7 technology so that the new applications, new devices come in and they are able to utilize those networks in a much reliable and much faster speeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love mentioning that you hit those two elements of both the high performance, which I know we as an industry often can't help ourselves to focus on that big number, right?
Yeah.
But pairing that really with the reliability, the consistency, the experience. Yeah, love that point about really how it's all of that together that's ultimately necessary. One of the other interesting things with the AirTies is, you know, it seems that you have a good balance of looking at, let's say, standardization where it makes sense, but also looking at where open source might potentially have a role in delivering, you know, to your end customers. It'd be great to hear your perspective on how your operator customers look at that, right? Kind of the role of standardization and the role of open source, which isn't always talked about in the Wi-Fi space. But how do your customers view that?
It's very interesting. When we look in the past, every service provider were deploying gateways, let's say modems, gateways. That was the basic product that was needed to provide a broadband service to the home that included Wi-Fi also. But it was a monolithic device. It had a software that came with it, which was made by typically by the vendor who makes the hardware. With the hardware, and it was basically built to the specifications that the service provider is releasing as RFPs, RFIs. And the reason why I say it's monolithic, it was a piece of equipment with its own software, with its own hardware, and with its own features. And it was not open to develop further on it. It was very difficult to bring new software releases, new features, and new applications on it. So it was more seen like a piece of equipment that gives you the broadband connection. Nothing more than that. Now, when we come to look at what's happening now, there's more and more applications that are intended for home users and that needs to run on the gateways or extenders or the devices that are in the home as a software application. So service providers need to first be able to upgrade their software frequently and to be able to deploy new services. And they need to be able to qualify those software upgrades in multiple different hardware that they're deploying. So that makes the life very difficult for service providers to be able to roll out those upgrades. So more and more, we are seeing this trend that service providers are moving away from monolithic designs to hardware that is built for the quality and everything that is needed. But the software is separated from that hardware. It is common across different hardware platforms, and they are able to deploy new features. A lot of times they develop those software themselves. We call it middleware now. Mm-hmm. And they're working with application providers like AirTies is a Wi-Fi application provider. There is several others that are coming up with innovative features. So the control over software becomes more and more important today. So open source and standards, those are the two key elements that allow service providers to be able to develop software either themselves or contracting some software development company to be able to make frequent software releases with new features added or improvements added. And standards allows them to be interoperable between different devices. Mm-hmm. And open source allows them to be able to develop faster and collaborate with each other in the common platform so that they can differentiate themselves in the application there. So it's really happening now. As you know, RDK is one of the most deployed open source software for these home network products. And the new one, Purple PRPL, that's also another open source community that's also targeting the same service provider-based platforms. There's an open source middleware. So this is happening, and we are seeing that more and more service providers going that way.
It's just really exciting to see the level of innovation that's happening in the service provider segment. Just really the level of ownership I think they're taking on, not just to provide a simple broadband connection, but delivering high quality broadband, as you said, delivering some of these other services that are built upon their networks. And ultimately that drives, I think, the value of Wi-Fi and, you know, companies like AirTies that help deliver high quality Wi-Fi. One of the other trends I think that's somewhat interesting is the trend around fixed wireless access as one of those broadband connections. And I believe you had some recent news. AirTies had some recent news in that space, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about it.
Yes, we have announced recently that we have a partnership agreement with Qualcomm, which is the leader in the 5G domain. Qualcomm itself is also focusing on fixed wireless access platforms to be able to provide wide area network access for home broadband services. And on the same device, there's, of course, always Wi-Fi. that is providing the local area access network. As you may remember, Kevin, there was a when 5G was around, I think it was Wi-Fi 6 at that time, Wi-Fi 6 or 5G, there was discussions about that 5G will kill Wi-Fi or will not kill Wi-Fi. This is a very good example of the collaboration between 5G and Wi-Fi. 5G is great outside, basically providing wide area network access. Wi-Fi is great and it has much bigger capacity when it comes to the local area network. And it's very difficult for 5G networks to penetrate into inside the homes, inside the buildings, where they would have to probably spend a lot more money to be able to penetrate everywhere. But it's a very nice combination of those two technologies where the user basically utilizes Wi-Fi to connect to their home gateway, but that home gateway is using 5G fixed wireless access for broadband. The difference between, one may argue that there's fiber, there's cable, there's DSL, why do we need 5G fixed wireless access for wide area network? 5G is much faster to penetrate into markets that the operator may not be in. Digging fiber and digging the ground and putting fiber is much more expensive and much more time consuming process. So it's a very nice addition, especially the telcos who are basically owning this 5G networks and 5G spectrum, to be able to expand their services into areas where they are not able to buy their fixed line offerings. We're seeing, especially in the US, very successful deployments of 5G fixed wireless access technology, but there is no exception. 5G is providing the wide area network and the same device is providing a local area network over Wi-Fi. And now 5G plus Wi-Fi 7 is even better to complement each other in this end-to-end service that is provided to the end user.
Yeah, and I love that answer. I know, and we've both been on kind of various panels together, and
yeah,
people cannot resist kind of asking that question about the competitive nature. And I just love how you highlight that at the end of the day, these are complementary technologies. It's all about how do we get high performance connectivity to the end user. Sometimes fiber is the right answer. Sometimes fixed wireless access is the right answer.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, the consumer benefits from having this basket of technologies available.
Definitely. One thing that I forgot to mention. So our role in that is quite interesting too. As we are experts on Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi management, Wi-Fi optimization, it's a wireless technology that's basically connects in the local area network. When you look at 5G, it's not much different than Wi-Fi when it comes to the core technology. And the same difficulties or same aspects to manage is also exist in 5G. So our role here is, as we are sitting on the gateway of the home where we are managing Wi-Fi, with this collaboration with Qualcomm, we will be able to manage also the 5G wide area network interface, 5G modem, I'm talking about. And there is a lot of similarities between what we do for Wi-Fi versus what we can do for 5G fixed wireless access. So this is where we come in to basically, again, enable the best quality of experience for the home user end to end, not only from Wi-Fi perspective, also from the wide area network perspective.
That's great. Well, Metin, I appreciate the time you spent with us and the great insight into what you're seeing in the operator space and, of course, how Airtize is helping to deliver higher quality Wi-Fi. So thanks again, Metin. I guess
thank
we'll
you,
hand
Kevin.
It over to you.
Kevin, Metin, thank you both so much. And that is our show. You can follow The Signal and CEO Insights on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and, of course, at the Wi-Fi Alliance. That's y-fi.org. I'm Martha DeGrasse. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us next time on The Signal.